American Vice President Joe Biden has begun a two-day visit to Ukraine following yesterday's deadly shootout in the east that shattered a fragile Easter truce announced by the government. The U.S. has accused Russia of stirring unrest and warned Moscow that time is running out for the implementation of an international accord to avoid more sanctions. Stephen Boss reports.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden arrives in Ukraine at a turbulent time. Russia has expressed outrage after as many as three people were killed Easter Sunday at a pro-Russian checkpoint in eastern Ukraine. Moscow blamed Ukrainian nationalists for the attack near the city of Slavyansk, and in a sign of more tensions, Slavyansk pro-Russian mayor urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to send in peacekeeping troops. I would like to address the leaders of the Russian Federation and personally Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin, says the mayor Vyacheslav Ponomaryov. We beg you for help. If you cannot send the army and peacekeepers to help us, then help us by sending weapons or in any other way you can. But Kiev has accused Moscow of looking for an excuse to invade eastern Ukraine after it already annexed the Crimean Peninsula. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says Russian President Putin wants to restore the Soviet Union.
President Putin has a dream to restore the Soviet Union. And every day he goes further and further. And God knows where is the final destination.
And he is furious that pro-Russian militants are reviving the Nazi era by ordering Jews in eastern Ukraine to register themselves with local authorities.
We got an information that these so-called peaceful protesters with the live ammunition in their hands, that they send a number of bulletins saying that everyone who is a Jew to be indicated as a Jew.
He says he asked Ukrainian security forces to detain the militants. Amid a turmoil, Ukrainian believers pray for peace and unity this Easter. This elderly woman says, I'm asking the Lord for everything to turn out well so that all we asked for, standing in Maidan Square, all we fought for, will finally come true. I hope God will help us. The head of Ukraine's Orthodox Church has condemned what he called Russian aggression and said evil will be defeated. As they pray, the U.S. has accused Russia of steering unrest in the region this Easter, charges Moscow denies. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.